This is side one of the Vocalize version 3.0 addendum. The front cover reads Vocalize, VOCAL-EYESTM, version 3.0 addendum. Screen access software for the IBM PC and compatible computers. GW Micro Inc., that's capital G, capital W, side by side, 310 Racket Drive, RACQUET, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825. Phone number, area code 219-483-3625. Table of Contents. Section 1, Installation, Side 1, Tone 2. Section 2, Changes to Standard and Extended Windows, Side 1, Tone 3. 2.1, More Windows, Side 1, Tone 4. 2.2, Float Windows, Side 1, Tone 5. 2.2.1, The Basics, Side 1, Tone 6. 2.2.2, How It Works, Side 1, Tone 7. 2.2.3, The Float Window Setup Screen, Side 1, Tone 8. 2.2.4, Setting the Position, Side 1, Tone 9. 2.2.5, The Final Offset, Side 1, Tone 10. 2.2.6, Setting Position to a Review Marker, Side 1, Tone 11. 2.2.7, Automatic Adjusting of Float Windows, Side 1, Tone 12. 2.2.8, Some Practical Examples, Side 1, Tone 13. 2.3, Window Size, Side 2, Tone 1. Section 3, Changes to Hyperactive Windows, Side 2, Tone 2. 3.1, More Windows, Side 2, Tone 3. 3.2, Executing Hotkeys, Side 2, Tone 4. 3.3, Combining Hyperactive Windows, Side 2, Tone 5. 3.4, The Interrupt Command, Side 2, Tone 6. 3.5, Contains String and Does Not Contain String, Side 2, Tone 7. 3.6, Contains Attribute and Does Not Contain Attribute, Side 2, Tone 8. 3.7, The Snapshot, Side 2, Tone 9. 3.8, Window Size, Side 2, Tone 10. Section 4, New Features and Changes to the Screen Menu, Side 2, Tone 11. 4.1, Spell Alphanumeric, Side 2, Tone 12. 4.2, Attribute Changes, Side 2, Tone 13. 4.3, Read Paragraph Style, Side 2, Tone 14. 4.4, Simpler Menu, Side 2, Tone 15. Section 5, Changes to the Hotkey Menu, Side 2, Tone 16. 5.1, Hotkeys for New Windows, Side 2, Tone 17. 5.2, User Attribute Hotkeys, Side 2, Tone 18. 5.3, ASCII Attribute Hotkey, Side 2, Tone 19. 5.4, Hyper Status, Side 2, Tone 20. 5.5, The Load RAM Set Hotkey, Side 2, Tone 21. 5.6, The Any Window Hotkey, Side 2, Tone 22. 5.7, Error Checking When Defining Keys, Side 2, Tone 23. Section 6, Changes to the General Menu, Side 2, Tone 24. 6.1, The Cursor Tracking Menu, Side 2, Tone 25. 6.2, The Miscellaneous Delays Menu, Side 2, Tone 26. 6.3, Hyper Status, Side 2, Tone 27. 6.4, Revector Check, Side 2, Tone 28. 6.5, Dictionary Options, Side 2, Tone 29. Section 7, New Features and Changes to the Files Menu, Side 2, Tone 30. 7.1, Load All, Side 2, Tone 31. 7.2, Dictionary Options, Side 2, Tone 32. 7.3, Show Application Name, Side 2, Tone 33. 7.4, Auto Loading, Side 2, Tone 34. Section 8, Review Mode Changes, Side 2, Tone 35. 8.1, User Attributes, Side 2, Tone 36. 8.2, Reviewing Windows Settings, Side 2, Tone 37. 8.3, Reinitializing the Speech Synthesizer, Side 2, Tone 38. 8.4, Popping Up the Control Panel, Side 2, Tone 39. 8.5, The Find Command, Side 2, Tone 40. 8.6, Messages, Side 2, Tone 41. Section 9, The Clipboards, Side 2, Tone 42. 9.1, Overview, Side 2, Tone 43. 9.2, How It Works, Side 3, Tone 1. 9.3, Copying Logical Units of Text, Side 3, Tone 2. 9.4, Loading Multiple Clipboards, Side 3, Tone 3. Section 10, Changes to the VE Cursor, Side 3, Tone 4. 10.1, The Gray Slash, Side 3, Tone 5. 10.2, The Gray Star, Side 3, Tone 6. Section 11, Changes to Auto-Loading, Side 3, Tone 7. 11.1, Fine-Tuning Auto-Loading from the Command Line, Side 3, Tone 8. 11.2, Enhanced Messages, Side 3, Tone 9. Section 12, Miscellaneous Changes, Side 3, Tone 10. 12.1, Loading the .set files from the command line, Side 3, Tone 11. 12.2, Changes in Memory Usage, Side 3, Tone 12. 12.3, File Management, Side 3, Tone 13. 12.4, A Few Small Items, Side 3, Tone 14. Section 13, Changes to the Dragon Voice Type Interface, Side 3, Tone 15. 13.1, Dragon Interface, On-Off Option, Side 3, Tone 16. 13.2, .set file changes, Side 3, Tone 17. 13.3, Greater Reliability, Side 3, Tone 18. Tutorial, Side 3, Tone 19. Vocalize Addendum, version 2.2 to 3.0, May 1995. Section 1, installation. Welcome to the Vocalize 3.0. This addendum describes the changes which have been made since the previous version of 2.2. Unless you requested another format, you received your upgrade on one 3.5-inch high-density diskette. The disk contains the complete 3.0 manual, addendum, and the complete program. You should also have received the addendum on audio cassette tape and in print. You may have also received the complete 3.0 manual on cassette tape and or in print if you purchased this option. Here's how to install the upgrade. Begin by backing up your old software and .set files. You might do this by making a new directory and copying Vocalize 2.2 and your 2.2 set files into it. If your Vocalize 2.2 directory name was Speech and it was on the C drive, the steps would go like this. Substitute your own directory names below. First line is C colon, the next line CD backslash speech, next line MD space old, OLD, next line copy space star period star space old. Place the Vocalize program diskette into drive A or drive B of your computer and type this command at the DOS prompt, A colon install or B colon install, depending on which drive you are installing from. You can also install Vocalize to drives with higher letters than C, including network drives. See the Vocalize license agreement before installing to a network. Immediately after you start the Vocalize installation program, the following message is written to the display screen. Welcome to Vocalize Upgrade version 3.0. You will be prompted for the following information during this installation. 1. The path where you will be installing Vocalize. 2. The drive from which your computer boots. 3. The synthesizer that you will be using. 4. How your synthesizer is connected to your computer. 5. Whether or not you wish to install the ASCII manual. 6. Which Vocalize set files you wish to install. Escape can be pressed at any time to abort this installation. Press any key to continue. Install version 1.0, copyright C 1995 by GW Micro Inc., written by Michael Lawler. You can press Escape to abort at any point in the process. If you do, the install program will prompt you to press the letter Y if you wish to abort the install or N if you do not. The actual installation process begins by offering to install Vocalize in the directory C colon backslash speech. Press Enter to accept this directory or press the letter C and press Enter to change it. If you choose to change the directory, type in the drive and path name. For example, C colon backslash vocal. We recommend you use a directory called backslash speech, mainly for the sake of communication. This user's guide assumes throughout that you are using backslash speech as the home directory for Vocalize. Next comes a prompt asking you to tell the installation program what drive your computer boots from. Usually this is the C drive. Just press Enter if C is your choice. If your computer boots from another drive, press C to change, press Enter, and then type in the letter of the correct drive, followed by the Enter key again. Now the installation program gives you a list of speech synthesizers that Vocalize supports. Key in the number from this list that corresponds to the name of the model you have. Vocalize knows how to communicate with all the popular speech synthesizers designed for speech access. Consequently, the installation program can generate a command line to run the Vocalize device driver if you are running the speech synthesizer with all its default settings. The installation program may need to prompt you to pick from a list of ports you are using, however. The synthesizer selection menu is as follows. Synthesizer selection menu. 1. Sounding board. 2. Speak out. 3. Accent PC, Mini, or Messenger. 4. Accent SA or Arctic Transport. 5. External Apollo. 6. ASP. 7. Arctic or Votalker. 8. Audapter. 9. Braille and Speak, Type and Speak, Braille Light or Braille Blazer. 10. All Double Talks. 11. DeckTalk PC or DeckTalk Express. 12. External DeckTalk. 13. Echo PC or GP. 14. Generic Serial or Parallel Synthesizer. 15. Internal Apollo. 16. Internal Echo PC2, PC Plus, MC or 1000. 17. Keynote Voice Card or PC. 18. Keynote SA. 19. Light Talk. 20. Multi-voice or Kurzweil reader, rather personal reader. 21. New Echo. 22. Portable Deck Talk. 23. Prose 4000 or Vert Plus. 24. Personal Speech System A. 25. Personal Speech System B. 26. Reading Edge. 27. A voice card, PCMCIA. Enter choice. The sounding board and speak-out software are supplied on the Vocalize program diskette, and if you choose one of these from the list, Vocalize installs the software for you. The installation program gives you the opportunity to use advanced screens in case you are not using the default settings of your voice synthesizer. Here you are prompted to tell the IRQ and base addresses you are using. If you wish to enter this menu, press Y, otherwise press N. In either case, press Enter. If your synthesizer requires a port assignment, you will be presented with the following menu. Make your selection and press Enter. Synthesizer port selection menu. 1, COM 1, 2, COM 2, 3, COM 3, 4, COM 4, 5, LPT 1, 6, LPT 2, 7, LPT 3, 8, LPT 4, Enter choice. After the Vocalize device driver has been installed, the installation program informs you that this user's guide is available to you in ASCII form and can be installed in your /speech directory. Just key in the letter Y if you want to install the manual, or N if you do not. Press the Enter key. Next, the installation program presents a list of .set files, which are the default speaking environments designed by GW Micro technicians to work with popular application programs. The most popular of these .set files are already selected and displayed in bright white on green. You can select any of the other files listed merely by keying in the number corresponding to the application programs you will be running with Vocalize, or you can just press the A key to select all the .set files. Press the U key to unselect all .set files. If you enter the number of an item which is already selected, it will be unselected. After making any selection, press Enter as usual. Once you have finished making all selections on this menu, press C followed by Enter to continue. At this point, you will receive a warning, something like this. Warning: Install will now override any pre-existing version of Vocalize. Press Y or Enter to override old versions. Press N to not override old versions and exit. Press S to specify a new path. Enter choice. Make your selection and press Enter. If the install program does not detect any errors, Vocalize and its accompanying files will be copied. If an error is detected, such as a full disk, the install program will display the message on the screen and will emit a double descending tone. Finally, Vocalize asks for your permission to alter the contents of your autoexec.bat file, a DOS file of instructions that your computer carries out every time you start or reboot it. Press the Y key for yes or the N key for no, followed by the Enter key. Since you are installing an upgrade rather than a new copy of Vocalize, do not say yes to this question. The original commands to start up Vocalize are already in your autoexec.bat file. If you choose yes, the installation program presumes your speech synthesizer startup commands are already in autoexec.bat, except for sounding board or speakout, and puts its command to start the device driver and Vocalize at the end of autoexec.bat. If you say no to the question, Vocalize puts a file called talk.bat into the /speech directory so that you can type the word talk at the DOS prompt of the /speech directory to start Vocalize. If you prefer to use command line parameters, or if you do not have a previous version of Vocalize or another screen reader running, here's how it works. Use the following command: install /?. The installation program gives you a help screen about the command line parameters. The syntax is install /S synthesizer, then the optional parameter /P path, the optional parameter /C COM port or /L LPT port, and the optional parameter /AY or /AN. The /S synthesizer parameter tells Vocalize which synthesizer you are installing. This is a required parameter. Valid choices for this parameter include: for the Accent PC, type ACCENT PC. For the Accent SA, type ACCENT SA. For Apollo 1 external, type APOLLO. For the Apollo 1 internal, type INAPOLLO. Arctic boards which use Sonics and TTS, type ARTIC. For the Arctic transport, type ACCENT. For the ASP, type ASP. For Audapter, type AUDAPTER. For the Braille and Speak, type BNSPEAK. For the Deck Talk, type DECTALK. For the DeckTalk PC, type DECPC. For the DoubleTalk PC and LT, type DBLTALK. For the Echo PC or Echo GP, type ECHOPC. For the Echo PC new release, type NEWECHO. For the internal Echo PC2, PC Plus, MC or 1000, type INTECHO. For the Keynote external, type KEYNOTESA. For the Keynote internal and PCMCIA, type KEYNOTEPC. For the Light Talk, type LITETALK. For the Multivoice, type MVOICE. For the PROSE 4000, type PROSE 4, PROSE 4. Personal Speech System Version A, type PSSA. For the Personal Speech System Version B, type PSSB. For the Portable Deck Talk, type PDECTALK. For the Reading Edge, type READEDGE. For the Sounding Board, type SB. For Speak Out, type SPEAKOUT. For the Voice Card, type VOICECRD. For the Votalker, type ARTIC. For all other synthesizers, type GENERIC. The /P path parameter tells the install program where you wish to install Vocalize. If you do not specify this parameter, C:\speech is assumed. An example of this command is /P C:\vocal. Finally, if you are installing an external synthesizer, such as the SpeakOut, you must tell the installation program which port the synthesizer is connected to. The port choices are /C1, /C2, /C3, /C4, /L1, /L2, /L3, or /L4. The /C parameters are used for serial ports, and the /L parameter are used for parallel ports. Since you are installing an upgrade, the install will not modify your autoexec.bat. This is because the install assumes you are already loading Vocalize correctly for the previous version. However, if you wish to have the install add the appropriate lines to your autoexec.bat file, simply supply the command /ay. The command /an signals the install not to modify the autoexec.bat, which is the default for an upgrade. An example command line to install Vocalize with the SpeakOut would look like this. Install space /S SPEAKOUT space /C1. This would install Vocalize with the SpeakOut in the path C:\speech, assuming that the SpeakOut were connected to COM1. That's all there is to installing your Vocalize upgrade. You are now ready to advance to the next section of this user's guide. Section 2, Changes to Standard and Extended Windows. 2.1 More Windows. Vocalize 2.2 provided 10 standard windows. Vocalize 3.0 now offers 20, numbered 0 through 19. Actually, 10 of the extended windows have been reassigned as standard windows. Therefore, extended windows are now numbered 20 through 49. 2.2 Float Windows. The flexibility of the float windows has been enhanced. Because there are several major changes and many subtle changes, the entire section from the Vocalize 3.0 manual is reproduced here. 2.2.1 The Basics. So far, we have defined window boundaries, whether standard, extended, or hyperactive, strictly in terms of constants, that is, column and row coordinates. For many purposes of speech access, constant window boundaries are adequate, especially considering the fact that Vocalize offers a total of 76 windows you can use to read the screen. You can predetermine numerous screen locations where text you want to read might be located, often with a high degree of certainty. But application programs are active. They paint blocks of information to the screen in varying locations, which in turn vary in size. Vocalize meets the challenge of letting you read what you want and not be bothered with what you don't want by adding windows that float. A float window can let any or all of its line or column boundaries float with the movement of a light bar or application cursor. It can set column and line positions a constant number of columns or lines left or right of, up or down from, the cursor or a constant position. A float window can automatically set any of its four boundaries to the locations of enhanced ASCII characters, a specified text character, the previous or next attribute change, or a specified pair of color attributes, up or down, left or right from the application cursor or a constant position. As with other kinds of Vocalize windows, float window coordinates can even be set to a marker. In a manner of speaking, when you use float windows, you are telling Vocalize, start here, look there, and when you find what I've told you to look for, set a window boundary. To illustrate the need for float windows, imagine a table which contains several columns of information across. The columns vary in width, and the document as a whole is so wide that not all of its columns even fit on the screen at once. Furthermore, the width of the columns can be changed in order to fit them to the amount of text you plan to put in them. As you move from column to column and back with the Tab and Shift-Tab keys, the application program moves text left or right to fit a whole column of screen, or rather on screen. The light bar in bright white on red highlights the column heading because it is marked for bold print. And that is the only distinguishing feature of a column, apart from varying number of blank spaces. You want to read information in the active column without reading surrounding information. You want your up and down arrows to read lines, but only the portion of each line in the current table column. Here's another example of the need for float windows. At the right side of the WordPerfect status line, line 25, is shown the current cursor position in terms of document number, page number, line number, and position number. For example, doc 7, PG 13, LN 8.83, POS 6.27. Here, WordPerfect's cursor is in the 7th loaded document on page 13, 8.83 inches from the top of the page and 6.27 inches from the left edge of the page. With every cursor movement across the current line, the status line notes the new position. With every new line, the status line notes the new line number. With content changes, the expression grows and shrinks in length. Let us say that when you press the Enter key to make a new paragraph, you want Vocalize to voice the new line number. When you press the Tab key, you want Vocalize to voice the new position number. You can't set a small window in the location of the information you want and then set the Enter and Tab keys as cursoring keys to read that small window, because the information is not always exactly in the same place on the status line. You can, however, use Vocalize's cursoring keys to set Enter and Tab to read the whole status line, or perhaps the right half of it. But if you get tired of hearing unwanted information in order to get the information you want, you might undefine these keys after a while. After all, repeated pressing of these keys would lead to needless chatter. If you could get the information you wanted and no more, you might gladly have these keys talk. 2.2.2, how it works. F4, we already know, as the review mode key for setting Vocalize window coordinates. When you press F4, Vocalize displays a box of setting constant values for the left column, the top line, the right column, and the bottom line of the currently active window. That is, if F7 is set to neutral, silent, or speak. But if F7 is set to float, the box Vocalize displays is much bigger and contains more prompts. In truth, the box is more on the order of the full screen, columns 1 through 80, and lines 2 through 23. To designate any standard window as a float window, press the Alt key to go into review mode. Press F3 to select any standard window 0 to 19, not now in use. Press F7 until Vocalize says float. Press F4. Vocalize displays the float window setup screen and announces window X float, left column position constant, where X is the number of the standard window you have selected. 2.2.3, the float window setup screen. If we move through the float window setup screen with the down arrow, we see that we have more or less the same four items as with other types of windows: left column position, top line position, right column position, and bottom line position. Instead of values, however, we see that they are all currently set to constant if we have not previously used this window. Once in the F4 screen, you can press F8 at any time to hear the last computed values for all four positions. 2.2.4, setting the position. When you display the float window setup screen, the position item is active and an application cursor sits on the C of constant for the left column of the float window. A total of 22 settings are available on the constant item. Don't panic. You don't have to memorize 22 new concepts. You already know them all, and you will find much that repeats. You can rotor through the settings of this menu item with the space and backspace keys. The Enter key accepts the selected setting and moves you to the next appropriate prompt. That is, some items are not appropriate for some position settings, so Vocalize bypasses them for you. Delete sets position to constant. The up and down arrows move you from one major section to another, that is, from left column position to top line position, for example. Let's go through the rotor and look at each setting, telling along the way what Vocalize prompts for and then how your choices will play out in your computing session. Finally, we will work our way through setting up a few float windows step by step. Setting the position to a constant. The default setting for all four column and line boundaries of the float window is constant. Many of the float windows will have one or more of the four boundaries held a constant. Like the standard extended and hyperactive windows, the values of the constant can be any value 1 through 255. For most Vocalize users, the screen limits are 80 columns and 25 lines. Leaving the position set to constant would be like setting the coordinates of a standard or extended window. The constant position does not float. When you press Enter to accept the setting, Vocalize moves you down one line and announces the value for constant. Pressing Enter at this point prompts for a new constant. Key in the number of the column you want to serve as the left constant position and press Enter. Vocalize moves you to the final offset item. Specified character, foreground, and background are displayed on the screen for visual access users, but are irrelevant. See section 2.2.5 for an explanation of the final offset feature. Setting a position to the light bar. The next two settings on the position rotor are beginning of light bar and end of light bar. As may appear obvious, this setting on the position rotor puts the column or line position at the beginning or end of the light bar if one is present on screen within the currently active window. Setting the position relative to the cursor. The next 10 settings on the rotor fix the column or line position relative to the cursor. Actually, there would be 5: constant, enhanced, specified character, next different attribute, and next specified attribute. But each lets you choose either plus or minus. Plus means to the right of or below the cursor. Minus means to the left of or above the cursor. The names of these settings appear in the position rotor in the following order: cursor plus constant, cursor minus constant, cursor plus next enhanced, cursor minus next enhanced, cursor plus specified character, cursor minus specified character, cursor plus next attribute, cursor minus next attribute, cursor plus specified attribute, cursor minus specified attribute. When you choose cursor plus or minus constant and press Enter, Vocalize moves you to the constant prompt and announces the current value set for constant. Press Enter. Key in a number of columns or lines left or right of, up or down from the cursor that you want to serve as boundaries for the float window. Then press Enter again. You can have the cursor itself define the current boundary by setting the position to cursor plus constant and then setting the constant to 0. In practice, then, the float window sets its column or line boundary the distance from the cursor that you have just set for the constant. If you were to set both left column and top line to cursor minus constant and right column and bottom line to cursor plus constant and let the value for constant be 5 for all 4 boundaries, you would have a float window 11 columns wide and 11 lines long. The application cursor would lie at the exact center of the float window, no matter where the cursor was sitting, anytime Vocalize read the float window. If the cursor happens to be sitting closer to any edge of the display screen than the constant value, Vocalize compensates and only gives you the information that is actually on the current screen. When you choose cursor plus or minus next enhanced and press Enter, Vocalize moves you directly to the final offset item. You don't have to set the specified character, foreground, or background, so Vocalize moves you directly to the final offset item. In practice, then, the column or line position is defined by the first enhanced character, ASCII 0 to 31 and 127 to 255. The float window happens to encounter. Starting at the cursor position and looking in your chosen direction, left or right, up or down, depending on whether you have set the position for a column or line and chosen the minus or plus option. When you choose cursor plus or minus specified character and press Enter, Vocalize moves you to the specified character item. Press Enter. Vocalize prompts for a specified character. Key in the ASCII value of the character you want to serve as the column or line boundary and press Enter. Vocalize moves you to the final offset prompt. In practice, then, the float window starts with the current cursor position and sets the boundary to the first occurrence of the criterion character in your chosen direction. You can always determine the ASCII value of any character by placing the cursor on it and pressing the attribute ASCII hotkey, key 49. When you choose cursor plus or minus next attribute and press Enter, Vocalize moves you to the final offset prompt. In practice, then, as the application cursor moves and your cursoring key requests that the float window be spoken, the float window sets the column or line boundary to the first occurrence in your chosen direction of any attribute different from the attribute at the cursor position. When you choose cursor plus or minus specified attribute and press Enter, Vocalize moves you to the foreground prompt. You can rotor through the attribute settings and press Enter when you come to the attribute you want, or you can press F1 to display the Vocalize color palette and select an attribute there. After you select the foreground and press Enter, Vocalize moves you to the background prompt where you select the background attribute in the same way. In practice, then, the float window sets the column or line boundary to the first occurrence of the specified attributes, starting at the cursor and moving in your chosen direction. Setting the position relative to a constant. Setting position relative to a constant should not be confused with setting position to constant. Setting position relative to a constant lets the float window boundary start at a constant, unchanging position, and then look left or right, up or down, for the criterion you chose from the position rotor. Again, setting position to constant locks the boundary to the constant position, just as though it were part of a standard window. The next 8 settings on the position rotor after cursor minus specified attribute are as follows: constant plus next enhanced, constant minus next enhanced, constant plus specified character, constant minus specified character, constant plus next attribute, constant minus next attribute, constant plus specified attribute, constant minus specified attribute. Note that the settings relative to the cursor include cursor plus or minus constant, whereas the constant settings don't offer a constant plus or minus constant. This makes sense because any constant plus or minus another constant is itself a constant, such a setting is not needed. Position minus 1. The float window doesn't actually set its position on the enhanced character, specified character, next attribute, or specified attribute. Instead, it looks left or right, up or down, whatever direction you have chosen, and moves back one character before fixing the position. Why? Because that's what you are most likely want it to do. For example, let's say you are working in some box on screen with your application program. The box could be any size, but as you move your cursor up and down inside the box, you want Vocalize to read only the material inside the box, not the characters which define the box, and certainly nothing outside the box. So you set the left column and top line to cursor minus enhanced, and right column and bottom line to cursor plus enhanced. You would not want the enhanced character, single or double lines in this case, to be a part of the window, only the text that lies between the enhanced characters. This is not the case with beginning and end of light bar and cursor plus or minus constant, however. Consider our first example in section 2.2.1. A column of text is headed by a light bar, and you want the light bar to define the left and right columns of the float window, so you set the positions as follow. Left column, beginning of light bar, top line constant equals 1, right column, end of light bar, and bottom line constant equals 25. In this case, you want to be able to read all of the text that falls directly under the light bar when any Vocalize feature calls for the window to be voiced. We will consider an example of an occasion when you might want to use one of the position settings which are relative to a constant. But first, we need to discuss the final offset feature. 2.2.5, the final offset. The final offset feature gives you yet one more opportunity to adjust any boundary of the float window. Once you have set position and whatever other necessary items, specified character and or foreground and background, you end up at the final offset prompt, where you can assign a number of columns or lines away from the position you just set for the float window boundary. Let's revisit an example above, where we said that the float window would be set to include only the text in the box, but not the enhanced characters, lines defining the box. What if, for some reason, you did, in fact, want to include the float window, rather in the float window, the enhanced ASCII characters which define the box? You would need to set the final offset for the left column and top line to minus 1. You would need to set the final offset for the right column and bottom line to plus 1. Why would you want to? Perhaps there is a box title embedded in the top or bottom line of the box which you would like to hear. The final offset prompt works just like the other prompts on the float window setup screen. When you come to it, just press Enter, then key in your desired value. You do not have to use the plus key to precede positive values, but you do need to use the minus key, actually the hyphen or dash key, to precede the number of negative values. If you do not want to change the final offset from its default value of 0, just press the down arrow when you come to the final offset. You will then be advanced to the next column or line position to set. If you do accidentally press Enter when you just wanted to keep 0 as the final offset, just press Enter a second time without keying in a value. 2.2.6, setting position to a review marker. The last setting on the position rotor is marker. When you choose marker and press Enter, Vocalize converts the constant item to a marker, rather to marker, sets the marker number to 1 and moves you to the marker number. Pressing Enter at this prompts you for a new marker number. Key in a number from 0 to 9. You do not have to press Enter. Vocalize accepts the marker value and moves you to the final offset item. The marker setting is primarily for macro users. You can go to review mode with a macro, find some string of text, for example, and set a marker there. You have already set a float window boundary to look for the marker of the same value. You now have a window with whatever boundaries you set to the marker you just made by your macro. 2.2.7 Automatic Adjustment of Float Windows. A float window does not adjust its size and location constantly with every movement of the application cursor, for example. It waits for a Vocalize command that reads the float window, whether the command is issued by a cursor and key, a hotkey, or a hyperactive window. The reason is that there is no point in tying up your computer and shuffling float windows around when you don't need to read them. The fact that float windows only float when you read them is important to know. Imagine this scenario. You have a hyperactive window set to load a new .set file when a dialog box pops up in the editor of an application program. In the new .set file, you make the currently active window a float window whose boundaries lie just one column or line within the box. This is a good way to configure your reading hotkeys and cursoring keys to the box. You have auto box set to on. You have defined the tab and shift tab keys as cursoring keys to read a light bar, which you can move around in the dialog box. Everything works just fine until a box of a different size pops up. The new .set file loads, but when you press the tab key to move the light bar around, sometimes it reads the highlighted word and sometimes it beeps. This is because the boundaries of the float window are still in place for the size and location of the box which was on the screen the last time you saved the .set file. A way to solve the problem is to go to the screen menu and turn auto box off. Set a hyperactive window to trigger on the presence of a character that will always be on screen when a box is displayed, such as an upper left corner, and set one of the hyperactive window commands to read the box. This readjusts the float window to the position criteria you have designated in the float window setup screen. The box will still be read, just as though AutoBox were on, because the contents of the box fit precisely into the float window. 2.2.8 Some practical examples. In section 2.2.1, we made an example of why you might want to have the tab key announce the current WordPerfect position number and the enter key announce the current line number. Vocalize.set files for WordPerfect come with the tab key already talking, but not the enter key. So let's see, step by step, how to get the enter key talking. We want Vocalize to announce the line number every time the enter key is pressed. We know that the uppercase letter L precedes the line number and that there will never be another L anywhere between that one and the right extreme of the screen on the same line, 25. So it stands to reason that all we would need to do is make a float window that would start at column 80 of line 25 and look backward for the first uppercase L, then read everything from there until the uppercase P, which is always at the beginning of the next item on the status line. All we have left to find out are the ASCII values of the uppercase L and the uppercase P. Go to review mode and use the attribute ASCII hotkey, key 49. We learn that the L is ASCII 76 and the P is ASCII 80. Now let's say that window 13 is unused. Go to review mode and press F3. Key in the number 13 and press Enter to make window 13 the currently active window. Press F7 repeatedly until you hear Vocalize say float. Press F4. Vocalize displays the float window setup screen. Set the left column position to constant minus specified character and press Enter. Vocalize moves you to the constant item. Press Enter to display the prompt and key in the number 80 because we want the left column of our float window to start at the 80th column and look backward until it finds the letter L. This puts the left boundary of the window at the N of the LN for line because the float window boundary sets one less column or row position than requested. Press Enter after keying in the number 80. This moves you to the specified character item. Press Enter to display the prompt and key in the number 76 to represent the uppercase L. Press Enter to accept the specified character. Vocalize moves you to the final offset item. Press Enter to display the prompt and key in the number -1 to readjust the left boundary one character to the left. This will start the window at the L. Press Enter to move the position prompt of the top line. Set this position to constant and press Enter. Vocalize moves you to the constant item. Press Enter to display the prompt and then key in the number 25. You don't need this window to cover any more territory than the bottom line of the display. Press Enter to accept the constant position. If the vinyl offset is 0, press down arrow to get to the position for the right column. Otherwise, press Enter followed by 0 Enter to reset the offset to 0. Set this column position also to constant minus specified character. Set the constant to 76. We want the right column to look backward for an uppercase P. Is it a contradiction to set constant for the right column to 76 when the left constant was set to 80? It would be if the position were set to constant, but not if the position were set to something else for vocalize to find, starting from some constant. These latter constants can be set to any place on the screen where you need them, regardless of the locations of other constants. Set specified character to 80, the ASCII value for the capital P. Set the final offset to minus 2, because we don't want the quotation mark to be included in the window. Remember, minus counts from right to left. Set the bottom line to constant and let the constant be 25. If the final offset is 0, press down arrow to leave the float window setup screen. Otherwise, press Enter followed by 0 Enter to reset the offset to 0. Reselect whatever window you were using to work in the WordPerfect editor, probably window 0. Assign a hotkey to window 13, key 33, on the hotkeys menu to read your new float window and see if it does what you wanted. By the way, the float windows are programmed not to work until you read them at least once. Why have the LN voiced at all? You know you are making a new line when you press the Enter key, so why be bothered with being reminded of what you already know? Solve the problem by changing the float window's final offset for the left column. Here's how. Select window 13 again. Press F4 to bring up the float window setup screen. Press Enter once and down arrow twice to get to the final offset item. Press Enter to display the prompt. Change negative 1 setting to plus 1 and press Enter. Now, instead of looking to the left of column 80 for an uppercase L and then moving left one more column to include the L in the float window, the left column moves two characters to the right of the L after finding it, thus excluding it from the float window. Press Escape to exit the setup screen. Reselect the current window for the WordPerfect editor. Now read the float window. Only the line number is voiced. To round out the facility, go to item 23 of the cursoring menu and assign the Enter key to Speak Window and let the window be 13, or whatever window number you've used. Try a similar float window to respond to the Page Up and Page Down keys by reading the page number from the status line. Note that there are two uppercase letter P's looking left from column 80, so have the specified character be the small letter G, ASCII 103. If you already have Page Up and Page Down reading something else, set the cursor and key definition rotor to link, and have the keys first read the page number, then whatever you had them reading before. Here's an example you can work through at the DOS prompt. Let's say you want to know how many files you have in a directory and how much disk space the directory is taking up. You could type the DIR command and then tap the control key to silence the speech while the directory scrolls down the screen. Vocalize beeps when the scrolling is done. At the end of the directory, DOS displays both the number of files and the number of bytes in the directory. You could just go to review mode and press the up arrow 2 to 4 times, depending on the version of DOS you're running. And no more often than you might need this information, this method might prove adequate. But owing to the clarity of the example, let's go through a process of setting up a float window to do the job. Of all the automatic ways to read the line containing the number of files and number of bytes in a directory, the float window feature provides the best choice because you never know what line the screen will end up completing the directory. If the directory contained only 7 files, for example, and you type the DIR command from the top of the display screen, DOS's work would be done before it ever got past halfway down the screen. So we know we need to have the line positions of the float window set to some constant number above the cursor. All we need to know is how many. Go to DOS and type DIR. Immediately press the control key to silence the speech. Go to review mode and press the up arrow repeatedly until you find the line that contains the information we're looking for. 3 lines up in DOS 5 and 6, 2 in DOS 3. Still in review mode, use F3 to designate some standard window as the currently active window. Press 1 for our communication purposes, then use the F7 key to make it float. Press F4 to display the float window setup screen. Set left column position to constant and let 1 be the constant. Rather, leave the final offset set to 0 for our 4 window boundaries. Set the top line to cursor minus constant, and let the constant be either 2 or 3, depending on your version of DOS. Set right column position to constant, and let the constant equal 80. Set bottom line to cursor minus constant, and let the constant equal the same number that you set for the top line. This is a one-line window. Now use the hotkey for reading window 1 and see how it works. Spreadsheet programs provide a good example of where you might use float windows with some positions set to beginning or end of light bar. Spreadsheet programs ordinarily have several columns across the screen. These columns can vary in width in order to correspond to the width of the column label or the data in the column. Consider these column titles, for example. First column is phone bill, second column gas bill, third column electric bill, fourth column mortgage payment, and the final column total. This is the end of side 1 of the Vocalize version 3.0 addendum. The reading will be continued on side 2.